The Potential Harm of Psychedelics. Commentary. Psychedelics are all the rage. They could, we're told, rewire the brains of those who find themselves chronically anxious and depressed. Those who suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, like veterans, for example, could also benefit from psychedelic therapy. However, psychoactive substances that alter mood and perception also have a dark side. When discussing psychedelics, we must also think about the significant drawbacks, not just the purported benefits. In October, DailyMail.com published a rather sobering story involving a pilot who had ingested magic mushrooms 48 hours before flying from Everett, Washington, to San Francisco. In the middle of the flight, the American, who was off duty, but traveling in the cockpit, allegedly had a nervous breakdown, nearly cutting off the engines and sending 84 passengers and crew plunging to their deaths. The frightening episode, according to the report, was attributable to a potentially fatal combination of mental illness and magic mushrooms that he had taken about 2 days prior. Commenting on the long-term effects of psychedelics, Dr. Matthew Johnson, a Johns Hopkins-affiliated psychiatrist who studies psychedelics for a living, told the DailyMail.com that some individuals who take psychedelics will have negative, mind-altering effects that could last for weeks, months, or, in some cases, over a year. We are in the midst of a psychedelic renaissance. The likes of ayahuasca, LSD, DMT, and psilocybin are big now, but they're about to get even bigger. Currently, it's estimated that at least 5.5 million American adults take psychedelics, otherwise known as hallucinogens. Once these mind-altering drugs become part of the country's medical system, which may happen very soon, expect this number to rise. And as this number rises, we should expect to hear more alarming stories. A recent peer-reviewed study, published in the journal PLOS ONE, offers some much-needed perspective on some of the dangers associated with the use of psychedelics. Specifically, the authors explored some of the potential long-term dangers associated with psilocybin, a favorite among young American adults, and LSD. The study, titled Extended Difficulties Following the Use of Psychedelic Drugs, a Mixed Methods Study, delved into the various, long-lasting challenges faced by individuals who have used psychedelic substances such as psilocybin and LSD. The researchers discovered that emotional difficulties, including the likes of anxiety and fear, were the most prevalent issues encountered by users. Additionally, self-perception and cognitive problems were also commonly reported. The study was inspired by the increasing interest and utilization of psychedelic substances for therapeutic and personal growth purposes. Although some of these substances have shown varying degrees of promise in treating conditions such as depression, anxiety, and PTSD, this was one of the first studies to acknowledge and address the potential enduring challenges that individuals may face after ingesting mind-altering substances. In the study, a number of participants encountered long-lasting difficulties that persisted for a period of 1 to 3 years, and in some cases, even longer. The authors categorized the enduring difficulties into 8 main themes. Emotional difficulties, anxiety, fear, and panic, reported by 67% of participants, were the most prevalent emotional issues. Existential or ontological difficulties, these included existential struggles, derealization, and delusional beliefs. Social difficulties, more than 1 in 4 individuals reported social issues, including communication difficulties and feelings of social anxiety. Self-perception difficulties, some respondents noted feelings of depersonalization and a diminished sense of self. Perceptual difficulties, these included visual hallucinations, recurrent flashbacks, and other sensory disturbances. Cognitive difficulties, 9% had trouble thinking clearly, while 7% suffered intrusive thoughts. Somatic difficulties, these included sleep-related problems, nightmares, and fatigue. Behavioral difficulties, 6% reported underperforming in either their careers or studying, while 2% noted substance use/abuse issues. Moreover, rather alarmingly, 5% of participants experienced symptoms that mirrored psychotic episodes. Jules Evans, one of the authors of the study, told SciPost that from other studies, he and his colleagues knew that psychedelic drugs can lead to functional impairment lasting longer than a day, in about 9% of cases. Their study, he added, gives us a better picture of the sorts of difficulties people can get into. Clearly, psychedelics can sometimes lead to extended difficulties, most typically of the sort described above. We now need to research what may cause these extended difficulties and what helps people cope with them. Mr. Evans and his colleagues found that close to 1 in 5 of the study's participants were diagnosed with a mental illness after their respective psychedelic experiences. Psychedelics, as is clear to see, aren't for everyone. Going forward, as the Renaissance becomes more widespread, caution must be exercised. These drugs are extremely powerful and, in some cases, can have a profoundly negative impact on the lives of users,